Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From 2016 to 2020, I worked for one of the largest grocery stores slash retail chains in the Midwest. I started as an hourly clerk and worked my way up to assistant store manager. The story I'm about to tell you happened in 2019, when I had already been promoted to assistant manager. I'm a female, and I was 26 years old at the time. I will share a little bit about the role, as it will play into the story later on. As an assistant manager, I worked all sorts of crazy hours. I worked first, second, and third shifts, weekends, holidays, etc. If you can think of it, I worked it. I managed different departments, helped customers, handled merchandise, and dealt with human resources tasks. For the most part, I enjoyed the job. One of the few things I didn't like, though, was being moved from store to store. The company would keep you at one particular store for 1 to 2 years, and then move you to another store at random. You have no say in which store they move you to, which sucks. Little did I know that the one thing I didn't like would be the best thing to happen to me while I worked there. Now onto the story. In the summer of 2018, I was moved from a very nice store to help manage a somewhat ghetto store in my city. Around that same time, I found out I was pregnant with my first child. It was a double whammy, to say the least. Half of the customers at this store were awful. I had rotten seafood thrown in my face because I wouldn't do a refund. One of my front-end clerks was robbed at gunpoint, and I saw a customer poop on the floor, and much more. These are all stories for another time, though. Despite these adventurous events, the worst of my time at this store started when my pregnant belly began to show. It was early January 2019, and I was around 30 weeks pregnant. I remember I was stocking produce when a man in his 50s or 60s then approached me, asking for help. He had a gray beard, was overweight, he wore grungy clothes, and his hair was greasy. When I turned around to greet him, he immediately noticed my belly and then said, "Wow, you're pregnant." Me being friendly, I told him, "Yeah, I'm having a little girl, and I'm very excited about it." "Well, congratulations," he said. After that short exchange, I helped him find his items, and he was on his way. I interact with so many customers that I just put it out of my mind. A couple of days later, I was closing the store when I saw that same man yet again. He approached me, and he asked me how I was doing. I said I was doing well, just tired, and that I was ready to get off my feet. That's when he started to ask me questions about myself. Like where I lived, how old I was, where I graduated high school and college, etc. I answered everything honestly, until he asked me which hospital I would be delivering at. For some reason, that question was odd to me. What 50-year-old man asks that? It then dawned on me that I shouldn't have answered all of his personal questions. I excused myself from the customer, telling him I had to get back to work and to have a nice night. After that second encounter, I noticed that he would come to the store every day, but that he would only approach me at night when the store was pretty much empty. He would only have a couple of items in his cart. I tried to avoid him the best I could, but if he decided to ask for help, I couldn't turn away a customer. The next encounter I had with him was downright disgusting. When I was walking him down an aisle to find the item he was requesting, he said,
"You're having a girl, right?"
"Yes, I am," I said.
"Well, your husband must have shot deep in order to get you a girl," he said.
I stopped dead in my tracks, flabbergasted. I just stared at the man, because no words could form in my mind. He then filled the silence by saying,
"Well, thanks for helping me. Have a great night."
And walked away. I should have told my manager and the associates, but I let it go. For the next few weeks, I would see the man but walk in the opposite direction or go into the back room where the grocery stock was held. The man caught on that I was avoiding him, so he started going to the front desk to ask for me directly for help. If the front desk called me saying that a customer needed me, I would describe the man to them. If it was him, I would tell the front desk I was busy and to handle his needs. I was very uncomfortable to say the least. By this point it was February, and I was due next month. I was thankfully able to avoid interacting with the man, even though I knew he was watching me. At least I avoided speaking to him. The last time I interacted with him was the worst, and I was beyond scared. It was just like the first time that I interacted with him. I was in the produce department, back turned, and he said,
"Hey, excuse me."
I turned around with a smile, but that quickly faded when I saw who it was. He said,
"You've been avoiding me."
"No, sir. We've just been busy the last few weeks. How can I help you?" I said. He looked me up and down, and I kid you not, he said,
"Do you think your husband will still want you after you have the baby? Do you think you'll lose all that baby fat?"
In my mind, I was just like, "Dude, what the fuck?" The customer then said,
"You know, I can take care of you and your baby girl."
At that point, I had enough. I was once again speechless, but I was able to walk away this time. I went into the management office and I called my husband, who of course was like, "What the fuck?" and furious. I went home early because I was so upset. So, remember at the beginning of this story, when I shared that the company likes to move you to different stores? Well, shortly after that encounter, due to medical reasons, I was induced early and had my daughter. After my maternity leave was over in May, I was transferred to a much nicer store with normal customers. I never had an encounter like that again with a customer, and thankfully, I never saw that man again. In March 2020, I got a new job with another organization, and I've been there since. To that creepy 50-year-old man who stalked me, followed me, and harassed me during my pregnancy, I hope you never do that to anyone else again, pregnant or not. If you're a woman, please speak up if anyone makes you feel uncomfortable. I really wish I would have. Stay safe, everyone, especially if you work in retail. There really are some crazies out there. The story takes place a little over 3 years ago when I was 19 years old. My best friend and I were spending the day together shopping. We went to the closest mall to us for food and whatever else we might find that was worth splurging on. Everything was going great throughout the day so far. I don't remember exactly what we did before this, but we ended up at the mall cafeteria for lunch. Now, for some context, the entire mall was pretty much dead. Both my friend and I worked part-time jobs to help get through school. It was a weekday, during November of 2019. Most people were at work or school, and we were off work and class for the day. Like I said, the entire mall was pretty much clear for us to enjoy it to ourselves, except for a few families and some folks grabbing lunch. The cafeteria there is very large, and populated by only my friend and I at this time. I remember sitting down with her at the far side of the food court, so that when we were done eating, we could dump our trays and walk right over to the open stores. As we eat, I had noticed a man approaching the cafeteria from the side of the mall that we were sitting closest to. At first, I didn't really pay attention to him, because after all, it is a public place. However, I grew overly cautious when the man then picked his place to sit. He sat three or four tables away from us. Keep in mind, this cafeteria is very large. He could have sat anywhere. even by the beautiful fireplace couch seating area. But no, he chose a particularly close table to us. I shrugged it off, as I didn't want to assume the worst of a stranger just minding their own. After a minute or so, I noticed that he wasn't minding his own. I felt his eyes on us, and that's where they stayed. I tried not to look over too much, but his gaze was like fire in my body. 7 to 10 minutes went by without the creepy eyes leaving my body. I didn't mention anything to my friend right away because the man was within hearing distance. So I just kept my cool, and I figured he was just a lonely creep wanting to watch two beautiful young girls while they chatted and ate. Not cool, but not necessarily sinister either. I have enough knowledge about stalkers and creeps to know what to do in this situation. Part of me wanted it to be nothing, and we'd just go about our day shopping and laughing like usual, with no weirdos on our tail. But the other part of me was fully on edge, and ready to take care of any danger we may be faced with. So, to test the strange waters, I said aloud, "Hey, let's go get some Starbucks when we're done here, so that we have enough energy to continue shopping." My friend agrees, and soon we grab our trays to dispose of the food. The man gets up from his table and begins walking in the direction of the Starbucks. We walk behind him about 20 feet for a bit before, just as I predicted, he walks right into the Starbucks. The guy was probably in his mid-20s to early 30s. He was around 6'3", with bright red hair and a very slim build. He stood ahead of us in the short line right before the counter. I got closer to him as he ordered. "Hello, sir. What can I get you started for today?" asked the barista.
Yeah. Just give me that," he said in a low tone, pointing towards the first sweet treat he saw in the desserts case. Clearly spending no time thinking about his order, the barista grabbed the cake and finished the transaction. Then he just left. I was relieved to no longer see him even after we ordered and made our way to the next few stores. Unfortunately, though, that's not the end of it. Honestly, I don't know how diligent I was being after that point. I was just glad he was gone. When we left the mall, I needed to pick up a few things for my mom from the Walmart across town. When we arrived there, I started on my list to begin the hunt for the items that my mom needed. We eventually find ourselves in the kids' toy aisle. I was grabbing a few things for my niece for Christmas. I remember leaving my friend in the aisle while I went to explore the next one over for more options. As soon as I rounded the corner, my heart stopped. There stood the guy from the mall, casually pretending to look at little girl toys. I froze for probably 30 seconds. He saw me, and when we made eye contact for a moment, I immediately turned my back the other way and grabbed my friend by the wrist, yanking her towards the front of the store with me without saying anything to her. When I felt we had enough distance, I called my mom to ask her what to do while very loudly explaining the situation so other shoppers around us could hear. She told us to check out as fast as possible and pay attention to the other cars as we drove the 20 minutes back to my apartment. Thankfully, that was the end of it, and we never did see him again. God only knows what his intentions were, but I'm certain they weren't any kind of good. Moral of the story: always be vigilant and trust your gut. Not to toot my own horn, but if I wasn't with my friend, I'm sure she would have ended up in a more terrifying situation, as she's just not as paranoid as I am. Be safe, everyone. Having been recently divorced with two kids of elementary age, I decided to move halfway across the country to be closer to my family. I quickly landed a job as a manager of a retail store that mostly catered to factory workers, firefighters, policemen, and city employees. The store was located in a plaza, and at about 5 o'clock, all of the shops and breakfast diners were closed, and my store was the only store open until 6 p.m., so it was deserted. It wasn't so bad during the summer, but in the winter months, when it would get dark by 6 o'clock, it could get a little creepy. I'm not the type of person that scares easily,
I'm always aware of my surroundings, and I've always been very athletic. Most of the time I close by myself. I became familiar with many of the regular customers that work for the city. Everyone was very polite and friendly. I did make one good friend who worked as a supervisor for the city. He would often bring his employees in for boots or uniforms that the city would supply for them every 6 months. There were also times where I couldn't leave the store for lunch, so he would offer to bring me a burger and we would sit and talk for a bit. Many times he would drop by after 5 on his way home, or he would call. One day, about 15 minutes before closing, a man walked in the store. He was very tall and solidly built, and sat down. I remembered seeing him earlier standing across the street as I had walked to get something out of my SUV. He just watched me as I went back into the store. I started to ask him what kind of boots he was looking for, and the conversation quickly took a turn. He started saying some very strange things that made me very uncomfortable, telling me how lonely he was and how bad he needed to be held and that he wanted a hug. He said that if I gave him a hug, he'd feel so much better, but I didn't acknowledge it. I knew I was in trouble. I thought if I ran towards the back door and didn't make it, no one would hear me scream. To get to the front door, I had to get past him, but he was big. When he was talking, he had a grin. I think he was trying to smile. So I started to think, I need to keep him talking, because I knew he was getting ready to make a move. So with one hand under the counter, I slowly took the phone off the cradle and hit a number on the store phone that would automatically call the last number that was called. It happened to be my friend who was on his way home. He heard a very weird conversation but couldn't really make out the man's voice or everything that was being said. But he got a really bad feeling and he automatically popped a U-turn and headed for the store. At this point, I had been trying to calmly keep the conversation going for about 15 minutes. But it seemed like everything was just going in slow motion. I absolutely knew if I told him that I needed to get out because I needed to close the store, that would have been a signal to get up and do whatever he was going to do, because then he would know that no one was coming to help me close. And by this time, the store definitely should have been closed. I was trying to change the conversation, but he kept telling me how lonely he was and looking towards the back of the store because it was where we kept the overstock. And I just knew he was putting a plan together. We both got very quiet, and he still had that stupid grin on his face, but his eyes were not friendly. I don't know why I felt calm, but definitely anticipating the worst. I can only describe it as a quiet before the storm. He then stood up, and he just looked at me. 10 seconds later, the door flies open, and walks in my friend, who's a little bit shorter, but also wider and muscular. He came and stood in front of the counter, then asking, "Why are y'all still open? Shouldn't you be closed by now?" He then looked at the man standing there, then telling him, "Sir, I think you need to go. The store's closed." The man got a huge grin on his face, looked at me, looked back at my friend, and never said a word. He stood there for about 5 seconds, turned around, and then finally walked out. I quickly locked the door, and my friend asked me what happened, when I then started to tell him everything that happened. And that's when the tears just started to flow. My babies were in the back of my mind, and I knew it was going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. These things can happen quickly, and I think what actually saved me was that I assessed the situation. I did what I could do to get help and not panic. A physical confrontation was my last resort. Always trust your gut and stay alert.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.